that you have to realize individually. You're both created people. And what we hope is that the future will see not an amalgamation of one and the other, but that each of you will be helping the other to realize the potential that is in both of you. In other words, we want in the years ahead Maryland to be more Maryland than ever. And we want Paul to be more Paul than ever. To realize the potential of your own distinctive and unique personality. And better than I have said it, perhaps, Khalil Gibran said it in a very lovely poem, in which he spoke about marriage, in which he says, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dash between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your soul. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your heart, but not into each other's keeping. For only the half of life you can give your heart. And stand together, yet not too near together. For the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow." And this is the way in which we look forward in the years ahead. That Marilyn and her love will enable Paul to realize, will spur Paul to realize all the rich potential of which he is capable. And that Paul's love and support will enable Marilyn to fulfill all the rich potential of which your personality is capable. And then together will create a life that will be a source of joy and blessing, not only for yourself, but for your families, for your friends, for all those who know you and who love you, for all who will be privileged to bask in the orbit of your love. And while I congratulate you, my dear Marilyn McCall, I congratulate you on the supreme joy of this moment. I congratulate you even more on the bright promise of the future, a future that will be filled that says the greatness of the warm and joyous blessing for yourself and for so many others. And for that, for that is my gift that I congratulate you with today. And now, in the presence of God and the witnesses here assembled, answer in the fear of God. Do you, Paul, of your own free will and consent, take Marilyn to be your wife, and you promise to love, honor, and cherish her throughout life? And you, Marilyn, of your own free will and consent, take Paul to be your husband, you promise to love, honor, and cherish him throughout life. It was been called, nice and fun, and addressing her to recite the form of the people with me. Arayah, with possession, with relief, with Adar, Lord, with that, Moshe, in Israel. Behold, thou art consecrated unto me. With this spirit, and my life, in accordance with the faith, the law, and the hope of the world. Take this name, and I will take the time of the faith we trust in him, and to address him, and Father, be thou bound to me, and with this spirit, and my husband, in accordance with it. And dear Marilyn and Paul, both of you a few moments ago signed the document. And I must say, like every couple in my experience, and I'm sure this is matched by Kevin Forrest's experience, neither of you bothered to read what you were signing. Ordinarily, that can be very dangerous. But under the circumstances, I'm regarded rather as a sign of the love, the faith, the confidence. But you can sit, you weren't really worried about this document you signed. But I do have to equate it to this contract. This is if you do by the marriage contract. But I call the contract a very good reason. Because while we know that marriage will undoubtedly bring you much joy and much happiness, we need to recognize it too that it brings you obligations and responsibilities. In other words, Marilyn, we now have obligations and responsibilities you didn't have before. Well, you certainly have obligations and responsibilities you didn't have a few short moments ago. I should like to read it to you by now, partly in the original letter made in English translation. אחד בשבת, שמלא ימים בחודש ניסן, שנת 5,734 בקביעת עולם. במניין שאנו עולים כאן בציר קליפורניה, במדינת אמריקה הצפונית, עת הקטן פסח ולביברות, אמר לוועדת המולטו בברות, הביא לנהיג בפתח משה בישראל. This is to certify on the first day of the week, the eighth day of the month of Nisan, in the year 5,734. Corresponding to the 31st of March, 1974, the Holy Covenant of Marriage was entered into at Encino, California, between the bridegroom, Paul Howard Forrestone, and his bride, Marilyn Diane Miller. Said bridegroom made the following declaration to the bride. Be thou my wife, according to the law of Moses and Israel. I faithfully promise that I will be a true husband unto thee. I will honor and cherish thee and protect thee, even as it beseemeth a Jewish husband to do. I also take upon myself all such obligations as are prescribed by our King. The said bride has pledged her promise to him in affection and sincerity, and has thus taken upon herself the fulfillment of all duties incumbent upon the Jewish wife. This covenant of marriage is to be executed at witness this day, according to the use of the Bible. Give it to you to have remained in your home, and a symbol as a reminder of the obligations and responsibilities that we now bear towards each other. And now, over the second cup of wine, we can't get a chance to send much of a blessing to please respond to the Amen. together from this cup of blessing. It is symbolic that henceforth we drink together from the cup of life, sharing all of its blessings together. And now, having performed the essential rite attendant upon the ceremony of marriage, it is our very great pleasure and privilege, by virtue of the authority vested in us by the state of California, by virtue of our permission to serve our client and your mother, to officially proclaim you, husband and wife, as you bend your head and speak upon you, the blessing of God.
After which you may